CBS 4 Seattle, this is KIXI, where the time now is 6 minutes past 11.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. Welcome to the world of terrifying imagination. The fear you can hear. Just mention the word swamp, and cold settles in the bones. The dampness runs through the veins like slime. And the thoughts of the brooding, cloying miasma lingers in the nostrils, fetid, decaying, conjuring in the mind visions of things that slide and slip and slither in the night.
Who's that? Where are you? What is it? Where are you?
Stay away! Stay away! I'm trapped!
God, out of the quicksand. Out of the devil's cauldron.
Whoever you are, don't struggle. Try not to move. You'll sink faster.
Stay away. The swamp man has me. He'll get you too. It's too late for me. Save yourself.
Our mystery drama, The Creature from the Swamp, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Jack Grimes and Joan Loring. It is sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser, and by the Kellogg Company, makers of Kellogg's Special K cereal. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Ever see a beer drinker pour his beer real easy down the side of the glass? Maybe you do it yourself. If so, the Budweiser brewmaster thinks you're missing something, especially if you're a Budweiser drinker. You see, Bud is brewed, so it will kick up a healthy head of foam. Exclusive Beechwood aging and natural carbonation make it a lively brew. Well, anyway, pouring Bud plunk down the middle of the glass helps bring out the best in that clean white Budweiser foam and real beer aroma. It also helps you get the full benefit of a taste, smoothness, and drinkability you'll find in no other beer at any price. Remember, brewing beer right does make a difference. Next time, pour that Budweiser right down the middle and see for yourself. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Hey, we're the Action Corps.
See, we contribute more.
T's for the teamwork of our crew.
Aye, our ideals are high.
Oh, oughtn't you apply?
Means it's now that we need you.
A, C, T.
Oi. We could go on all day.
Oh.
Here's why.
Volunteers are needed right away.
Action is VISTA, the Peace Corps, RSVP, SCORE, and other volunteer programs that are helping people to help themselves. If you're trained in a skill or just have a little love to share, Action needs you.
Yeah, baby. Action really needs you.
Don't crawl under a rock. Get into action.
Oh, yeah.
This is a public service of this station and the Advertising Council.
A young game and fish warden named Larry Drake, who for reasons of his own lived an isolated hermit's life in the heart of the great swamp, was returning after dark in a wild thunderstorm to his lonely cabin. Just as he approached the cup-shaped body of quicksand and swamp water called... Oh, but since this is his story, and he left a painfully careful and detailed record, why not let him tell it for himself?
I'm typing this before I do what I have to do. Because I know the sheriff must be on his way for me by now. This is the end of what began. Seems a lifetime ago. But I reckon it's only a few days. The weather was foul. And as I started to skirt the edge of the Devil's Cauldron, I heard the sound of a woman crying. I broke through the undergrowth, and in a flash of lightning, I saw her for the first time trapped waist-deep in the slime and sinking fast.
Try to stay still. The more you flounder, the more you sink.
Leave me. Save yourself.
I'm not in any danger. Now, neither are you if you do as I say. Yeah, grab the end of this tree branch.
You steal your soul, too.
Let's not fuss over me. Concentrate on you. Grab the branch. That's it. Now, pull it towards you till you get the main step. All right, now listen.
I'm not worth your saving.
We'll talk about that later. Now, go on. Grab it.
He's too strong. He'll pull me down.
Who?
The swamp man.
That's just old country talking. Have you got the branch?
Yes.
Okay. Now, don't you move, you hear me? I'm going to pull you in to me. Don't try to help. You can't do anything without sinking deeper. Just trust me. Trust me. Trust me.
Now,
hush up. You're all right.
Who are you?
Oh, just a guy who pulled you out of the swamp. My name's Larry Drake. Here, I brought you some soup.
It's so dark in here.
It's the middle of the night.
Don't you have any light?
Just the gas lantern in the other room.
Oh.
Here, I'll set this down on the table by the bed.
Can't you bring the lantern in here?
I'd rather not. You have enough light to see.
I want to look at you.
Why?
I want to see the man who had enough courage to risk his life for me.
I don't really think you would. Does it matter all that much?
No. Who are you?
I told you, Larry Drake.
What were you doing by the Devil's Cauldron?
Coming home.
You live here?
Yep. If you call it living.
Why? I mean, what do you do?
I'm a fish and game warden. You see, right here smack in the middle of the Great Swamp is the last colony of great hooping spoonbills in the world. It's my job to try to keep them living. The blind leading the blind, or the damned trying to preserve the damned.
I don't quite understand you.
No, I suppose not. See, the spoonbill and me, we're just the same kind of species, right out of Mr. Darwin.
What does that mean?
We don't seem to fit our environment.
Oh, that makes me sort of the same.
Well, now I don't understand you.
It doesn't matter.
Who are you?
My name is Udine.
That's all? Just Udine?
I like the way you say it. That's all.
Okay. I don't want to pry. What were you doing way out here at the end of the world?
I was trying to escape.
Run away?
If you want to call it that.
From whom?
The swamp man.
The who?
He lives at the bottom of the Devil's Cauldron. There are only holes where his eyes ought to be. And his hair is made of Spanish moss. His shoulders are knotted with muscles, and his hands can span a wagon wheel. He has no legs, only a great long trunk with one huge foot like a giant clam that grips the rock at the bottom with a suction no one can break. And he lives on those who are foolish enough to walk the swamp by night. With his hands, he draws them down, down beneath the green slime and shifting black sand.
Oh, you've had a bad scare. You need to rest.
You should have left me. Now you're lost too.
What a storm. Devil's out walking tonight.
I hear it, Sheriff.
Ain't had a spring like this since 53. Who's that there stretched out on the tater sides?
Oh, that Bubba James and some riffraff friend of his and runs the still with him.
Passed out cold.
But they brung in some powerful tasty corn liquor. Could you use a shot against the cold?
You wouldn't have to twist my arm, Jeb. I was said you run the best store in Carteret.
Well, the only one.
Guess you ain't doing much business today, Jeb.
No, powerful slow. Oh, damn, I meant to tell you right off. Guess who blew in again just before dark?
Who?
Larry Drake.
Larry? Thought you said he come in yesterday to stock up for the month.
Oh, he did.
He come back again today all the way from the swamp?
He did.
Well, how come?
Well, he wanted some more supplies and a female dress and other such things.
What? You think he's finally getting over Barbara Jane?
Well, figure it out for yourself.
Well, how'd he look?
Well, that's hard to say. No different, I guess, than he ever will.
Well, why didn't he stay in the hospital and have that face fixed?
Well, I reckon after what happened, he just plain didn't care. Looks like maybe he might now.
You mean old turtleskin Drake's got himself shacked up with some woman?
Why, doggone Bubba, I thought you was cold turkey.
You only got to mention a woman around old Bubba and he's awake.
Now, you lay off, Larry Drake. He's had enough trouble for his lifetime without having to carry you on his back.
I'd just like to see what kind of woman old bacon-faced Larry Drake could get to look at him twice.
You reckon you can sleep now, wouldn't I?
You're going to leave me, Larry? Bring the lantern.
Why?
I want to look at you.
Very well. Maybe it's best. I'm shading this light. I wouldn't want you to turn away from me.
Uncover it. Let me see.
All right.
Oh, poor Larry. What happened?
I had the world in my pocket, Udine. I was going to be married to Barbara Jane, who everybody said would be next Miss America. We were golden boy and golden girl. Wasn't it Byron who said, whom the gods love, die young? I got myself all licked up at a party 2 nights before the wedding and insisted on driving home. We went off the road and into a ditch. I was thrown clear, but she was trapped in the car. I tried to get through the flames to her, but she was burned to a crisp. As you can see, there wasn't much more left of me. Except I lived.
Your poor, poor face.
They wanted to fix it. I suppose it could have been made better, but I had no money and less interest.
I want you to go to the swamp and bring me water from the cauldron and mud from the edge.
What for?
I'll show you.
I don't want to leave you now.
I wouldn't let you leave me now. You can only go by daylight. He can only come out of the swamp by night.
The swamp man?
Yes.
I'm not afraid of him. I'll go now.
No, please. Larry, don't. Stay with me. Stay with me. Come. Hold me in your arms.
What is it? Are you ill?
I'm afraid, Larry. I'm only afraid. He came for me once before on a night like this. Before I was... You see, he needs the damp and the wetness. Because he can't walk, he has to crawl like a snake. Please, Larry, please, hold me. Hold me tight.
Oh, do you know what it's like to hold a woman again?
To be warm, I guess. It's goofy of you. Dry and smooth. I...
What?
No.
What?
Listen. He's coming for me. He's coming to take me back. It's the Swamp Man.
What creatures of the night the mind can form. What faceless horrors that creep and crawl and drag themselves out of the imagination into the world we think safe. Is the sound Larry and Udine strain to hear some unimaginable creature born from the murky deeps of the rotting swamps? Or does he exist only in the forest of the mind? I'll return shortly with Act Two.
You've been hearing some pretty lavish claims recently about miles per gallon. We'd like you to consider something equally important, and that's range. Range is the miles per gallon multiplied by the number of gallons your car's tank holds. Range is what makes the Buick Apollo such a special small car. It comes from coupling the Apollo's economical six-cylinder engine with a standard 21-gallon tank. It holds a lot, but it doesn't use a lot. Look into the Apollo. It's the Buick of small cars.
Oh, sure. You can talk about good-tasting diet drinks, but I know. I'm Goldilocks, and here at my taste-testing laboratory, I taste-test them all. And nobody's been drinking my diet drinks until I tested sugar-free diet 7-Up. And then, kabloomy, every bear wanted some. Diet 7-Up is fresh, natural, delicious. Sugar-free diet 7-Up. This one's just right.
Incredible what a compact portable radio can do when Sony builds it. Especially when it's a portable stereo radio. The Sony MR9100. A matrix sound system. Three inside speakers. The most advanced way to project wide, natural sounding stereo. Now you can take your stereo with you anywhere the atmosphere is warm. Campfire, beach fire, electric blanket. Deep, full, lifelike stereo performance. The Sony Stereo Portable Radio. Nice company to have around when your hot time isn't in the old town tonight.
Overlake TV and Appliance at 624 Bellevue Way Northeast is your full-line Sony Stereo Matrix Radio dealer. Bob Arnstein and his sales staff know just what Sony Stereo Matrix Radios can do for folks that work and play in this Northwest environment. It's a pretty nice way to enjoy the great outdoors in your home, away from home.
An isolated cabin, deep in a semi-tropical swampland. A young man scarred physically and mentally by a tragic accident. A strange girl called only Udine, rescued from being sucked to death in smothering quicksand. And outside, a something that bumps and crawls in the rain-swept night. Listen.
Let me go!
No!
If he's there, I'll get rid of him.
You can't stand against the Swamp Man, Larry.
I can try.
No, no, it's me he's come for. Don't go out there. Wait.
What is it?
Listen. Do you hear anything?
The rain has stopped. He isn't moving anymore. Damn all, let's settle this.
Larry! Larry!
It's all right, Udine. Somebody here. Oh. And the sun is coming up.
Oh, he's afraid of light. He can't face the day.
Oh. What is it, Udine?
I don't know. Burning up. Hold me, Larry. Hold me. You want to, don't you?
Yes. I don't know why, but yes. Oh, yes, yes.
Oh. Is it because I look like her?
Who?
Barbara Jane.
Maybe. No. Yes. I don't know.
need you so. I need you so.
As I need you. As I need you. Who is it?
It's Larry. It's all right. I went out to get the mud and the swamp water.
Give me water, please.
I'll get some fresh.
No. From the swamp. I have a glass here.
Yeah, but it's stagnant. It'll poison you.
No. No, like medicine. Give me, please.
Are you sure?
Please.
Okay, here, Udine.
Thank you. Oh, that's better. Oh, I feel much better now.
I'm worried about that cough.
It's nothing. I'm just very dry.
You look so flushed.
Bring me the other pail. You did bring mud.
Looks more like slime to me.
Oh,
you sure?
Of course, I'm sure. It's marvelous, Larry, you'll see. It soothes the skin. Look, I rub it into my skin, and I can feel the muscles relax, and then become renewed again. It smooths away every wrinkle. Come here, Larry. Kneel beside me.
Don't look at me in the light.
Don't be afraid. I see behind the mask, and I'm going to gentle that poor, charred skin. Feel how smooth and gentle. Shut your eyes, and you are in a cave of water, down in the cool, green depths, quiet and soulful, like a cathedral at the silent bottom of a sun-struck lake.
I could have this moment last forever, or choose it for the one to die.
Does it feel good?
I don't know about this primeval slime. It's all in the touch of your hands.
Oh, if only it were. I'm sorry. I'm so tired.
Oh, I should let you rest.
No.
Here, let me get a cloth to wash your face.
No, leave it up. Don't. Please.
Let me feel your brow. No. Oh, Janae, you're running a fever. I'm going to get it to a doctor.
I don't need a doctor. Don't leave me alone.
Dearest, what is it you're afraid of?
I told you.
The swamp man?
Yes.
But that's plain fancy, hallucination. Udine, who are you? Where do you come from? Are you a husband, a lover of a family?
No. No family, no husband. And nobody looking for me but him. But I have a lover now. Larry. I need rest.
Udine? Udine? She must be running 100 to 3 or 4. I've got to get a doctor. A doctor!
Darnation, Larry. Can't just bust in here and ask me to go traipsing off into the swamp with you to look at this girl.
But she's sick, Dr. Prince. Very sick. It sounds to me like she could have double pneumonia.
I can't, son. There's only one of me. Bring her in here and I'll be glad to examine her.
I'd have to carry her out of the swamp. You know there's no road into my cabin.
Yes, I know it. It's why I can't spare the time.
You think this antibiotic will bring her temperature down?
Well, I can only hope. I don't dare prescribe anything else sight unseen. Of course, if I knew for a fact that it was the swamp fever,
You need a blood test for that.
Yeah.
All right, Doc. I'll bring you back a blood sample myself.
That's right. You were fixing to be a veterinarian, I forgot.
Yeah, a lot of things I was fixing to be once, Doc.
There you are, Larry boy. That'll be 375 out of 10. Now, you take two every 4 hours. You want some water to start off here?
Oh, they're not for me, Jeb.
Yeah, well, now, I didn't somehow expect they was. You don't act like you were sick, none.
No, I'm not. Jeb, I want to buy a gun.
Well, stuff me for a lizard. I thought you was plumb set against any sort of firearm.
Well, I've changed. How much is that one there?
This year, 45?
Yeah. And a box of shells.
Now, what do you want it for?
Protection.
Oh, well, I reckon living as deep in the swamp as you do, you need it. All right, that'll be, let's see, $85 and $5.20 for the state. That's $90.20 altogether.
Okay, here is... is there enough here?
Oh, Larry boy. Where'd you get money like that?
Well, I've been saving it since I went into the swamp, Jeb. Nothing much to spend it on there.
Up until the last few days, huh?
What does that mean?
Oh, come on, son. Here's a change. I know from the other day that you got yourself a woman out there.
That's none of your business.
Larry, you ain't got nothing but friends around here. I ain't poking into your chicken coop. I just hope she's someone who'll treat you right. And I'm right sorry to hear she's poorly.
Well, she got herself caught in the devil's cauldron. I had to pull her out.
Well, you don't say now. Local girl?
I don't know. Any missing hereabouts?
Well, not as I've heard tell. Can I ask her name?
Udine.
Udine. That's a kind of farm, like, eh? What's she look like, Larry?
She looks like the spitting image of Barbara Jane.
And you found her in the devil's cauldron?
Half buried in the quicksand.
Larry, boy, you sure she's what she seems to be?
Come on, Jess. Get in out of the rain. Hi there, Jeb. Got some smokes for me and my buddy? Well, here's an unexpected pleasure. Mr. Larry Drake, the happy hermit.
I'll be leaving, Jeb. Good night.
Didn't you hear me talking to you, old buddy?
Hello, Bubba.
Ain't you gonna say hello to old Jess here? You remember Jess Guilford?
Hi, Jess.
Oh, there, Larry.
Excuse me, I was
What's your hurry? Don't you want to visit for a while?
There isn't much left to be said between you and me.
That's damn right. Not since you killed my sister.
It was an accident.
Barbara Jane got killed. You escaped.
Come on, Bubba. Let me.
Stay out of this, Jess. What you wearing, Larry? Little black paint to hide that pretty face the fire chewed up?
Let me pass, Bubba.
Maybe you're smart to cover up now you got a new woman with you. You might turn her stomach.
Get out of my way.
Blindside
him, Jeff. Free. All three of you. Now, don't any of you move a whisker. Now, you shut up, Bubba, and you just stay out of what's none of your affair. Larry, you don't use your hands for nothing more than letting yourself out that door. Go on now. Well, the going's good.
I'm going, Jeb. But why did you tell trash like Bubba about
me? I didn't mean to, Larry. He overheard by accident.
Okay. Now, Bubba, you stay away from me. I've taken all from you. I'm going to. Hush, hush, Udine.
Larry? Oh, I thought...
No, that's nothing to worry about. How do you feel?
Some water, please.
That's right here.
Thanks, Larry. That feels better.
I feel like getting up for a while. I've made us some dinner.
If you want me to. Oh, what happened to my dress?
I threw it away. It was all stained and torn.
Oh, well, then what did
I brought you a new one from the store. I hope it fits and you like it.
You bought me a new gown?
Well, you had to have something to wear.
Oh,
open this, go ahead.
I haven't had a new gown for... Oh, Larry, it's beautiful. Oh, it's beautiful. Give me a little time by myself to freshen up and put it on.
Oh, you're beautiful. You're so beautiful.
Is it because I look like her?
Yes. And no. Barbara Jane is dead. You're alive. What is it?
Nothing. Larry, I'm tired again. So tired.
Oh, I've kept you sitting here too long in front of the fire. You...
No.
Oh, you sure cast a spell over me. I didn't realize it had gone out. I'll get some fresh wood.
No, darling, I don't need a fire. I just need... Is it still raining?
Yeah, cats and dogs.
Oh.
So heavy you can't see.
It's pitch dark out.
Well, it's been a black day. Night came early.
Then, so will he. This time he won't wait too late.
And hey, listen to me, darling. You're here with me. You're safe. There's no such thing as a swamp man.
He's coming. I feel it. He's coming.
It's just superstition and folk.
No, listen.
You see, there's nothing.
Listen. He's calling me. He won't leave without me.
He won't leave with you as long as I'm here.
No, Larry, don't go out.
I brought some protection.
My gun's no use against him.
We'll find out soon enough. Swamp man, if you come for her, you won't get her. I'm giving you one last warning. Stay back.
An eldritch wail, an eerie cry out of the night, and a shot in self-defense. But what good is a gun against a ghoul or a hobgoblin? Creatures of the mind and dark night fantasies are not laid to rest by a bullet. I'll return shortly with Act Three.
And now another story of the ball and chain as Kellogg's Special K presents Veronica and Jeff.
Oh, Jeffrey, isn't this romantic? Out in a quiet lake at night with you rowing the boat.
Yes, Veronica, it's really neat.
Jeffrey, what was that?
Frogs.
Frogs that go bong?
They're pretty weird frogs.
Oh, Jeffrey, you're such a card. You have a ball and chain, like the ones they use in those Special K commercials.
Yes, Veronica, it symbolizes my few pounds of extra weight. But I'm going to get rid of it.
How?
By exercising. You know, like rowing this boat and eating smart at every meal, starting with a Special K breakfast.
You mean a 1 ounce bowl of high-protein Special K, 4 ounces of skim milk, orange juice, and coffee?
Precisely. It's less than 240 calories, and it tastes delicious. It'll help me get rid of this ball and chain.
I'll help too, Jeff. After all, we're all in the same boat.
You have a ball and chain too.
Your happy ending could begin with a Special K breakfast from Kellogg's.
The Northwest and its outdoor-oriented residents share more of Mother Nature than a lot of people in the USA. Somehow we get acclimatized by our willingness to sail, fish, camp, and hunt in the natural environment. Sony has developed television portables in color and black and white that make leisure and recreational experiences more enjoyable. Sony has combined solid-state electronics to create the finest portable TV sets available. Sony portable features include AC-DC circuitry, optional battery pack, and plug-in cords to boats, campers, and auto power systems. The glare-free screen is really great, too, when the sun finally comes out.
Remember now that Overlake TV and Appliance at 624 Bellevue Way Northeast is your full-line Sony television dealer. Barb Arnstein and his sales staff are real outdoor enthusiasts. They know just what Sony portable TV sets can do for folks who work and play in this Northwest environment. It's a nice way to enjoy the great outdoors or the many moods of Mother Nature.
A host of strange, blood-chilling monsters the human imagination has dredged up from the depths. The Loch Ness Monster, mermaids, sea serpents, the merciless Lorelei, the inexorable sirens, the poet Keats' immortal La Belle Dame sans Merci, the lovely lady without mercy who lured kings and princes to a watery grave. But in this story, which is the true menace from the swamp? The swamp man himself or his escaped captive, Udine. Let us return to Larry Drake's confession to find out.
I didn't mean to shoot, but I couldn't help myself. Then I saw the shadowy figure stumbling towards me. After the shot, the crazy laughing stopped. I moved up on it very carefully. I could see that it was no swamp man, since there were legs dressed in jeans and field boots.
Oh.
Who are you?
Baba. Baba James. Oh. God almighty, Larry, you killed me.
What were you doing here?
Well, just a joke. I wanted to see what kind of woman would give you the time of day. The joke's on me. Kill me just like you kill my sister.
It was an accident, Bubba. I've told you.
Oh, you know what, Frogface? You better take yourself out of circulation. You're plumb accident prone. Please. Where's Jack?
Nothing more I could do for Bubba. He was dead. I got a tarp from the lean-to by the cabin and covered him up against the rain. And then I went back to the cabin. Udine?
What happened out there?
Nothing. Forget about that. All that matters right now is to get you to a doctor.
No. I'm too weak, Larry. I couldn't make it in this weather.
Then I'm going for the doctor.
No. Don't leave me alone.
Okay, Udine. With the river cresting and all the rain, I probably couldn't get across anyway.
Oh.
But tomorrow morning, come hella high water.
Let tomorrow wait for its time. Tonight we're still together. Let time wait on us.
I never closed my eyes. But all the time we were together, Udine slept a troubled sleep. Her skin hot and dry, her breathing shallow. I took a pulse and her temperature, and what they showed me sent me off at dawn for town.
Well, I don't know what the Sam hell you're up to, Larry. Have you been drinking?
No, Doctor. What do you mean?
Well, I don't know about the blood sample. That'll have to be tested. But those other vital signs you described...
That's why I'm here to drag you back to see her.
Well, impossible. A pulse of under 30, a BP of 60 over 40, flushed and feverish and running a temperature of under 90? Well, she should be cold and clammy. That isn't enough to sustain life, human life anyway. You must have made a mistake.
No mistake. I was as careful as I could be. Udine is alive. You can see for yourself when you come.
I shouldn't give in to you, but you got me intrigued. Can we get across the river?
If we leave right now.
Okay. Hello? When? Well, can he be moved, Sheriff? Yeah. Now look here. You have him lift him in a blanket and handle him like he was partridge eggs. Yeah. Right to the office. I'll be waiting. Yeah, Larry, I can't go with you now.
Now, wait a minute. You said you were...
That was the sheriff down to the levee. Toady William got trapped under a sandbag slide. He's in bad shape. They're bringing him here for me to operate on.
How long is that going to take?
It could be well on to most of the afternoon. I'll come out to your place as soon as I'm finished.
You don't understand.
I understand, son, but I got to take first things first.
But you'll surely come.
Yeah, I promise.
How are you going to find your way into the swamp?
I'll pick up Jeb Scanlon to guide me. He knows this country like the back of his hand.
Jeb!
But you're stalling. What ails you, boy? You look high on the ground. Now, where's your sidekick, Bubba?
Bubba. He's dead, Jeb. He's dead. Larry Drake blew a hole in him with a big old .45.
Lord almighty. The sheriff know about this?
No, I just got to town. I thought I might find him here.
Oh, he's down the river. Crest goes by this afternoon around 4. Here's your drink.
Oh, thank you.
When did all this happen?
Last night. Bubba and me. Well, you know, Bubba, he figured he was going to bother Larry some about the woman he was supposed to be shacked up with. We come up on the cabin and the lights was on. And Bubba, he says, I want to give old frog-faced Larry and his fancy woman some big scare. He just watched me make like old Swamp Man. And then he started calling, kind of ghostly-like, and the next thing I knew...
Come on, boy, pull yourself together.
Larry come out on the porch, and he called out. And he just let rip with that big old cannon. I heard that slug rip right through Bubba, and I took off for the trees like all the devils in hell was on my tail.
So you don't know if Bubba's dead?
The way I heard him take it, I don't see how he could be anything else.
You didn't stay to find out?
No, sir, not me.
You just took out, yeah? Larry don't know you was with Bubba last night?
No, I wouldn't think it. You see, he come out thinking Bubba was the Swamp Man, and old Bubba, he's just trying to keep up the fun and all. That's...
Yeah, that Bubba was a card. He just picked himself the wrong poker game this time. Sure looks like Larry's got himself mixed up in something mighty strange.
Oh, Danae?
I'm in bed, Larry.
I'm sorry I was gone so long.
He's won. I know that now.
Who?
The Swamp Man. I can't live in the air anymore.
That's ridiculous. That's sheer nonsense.
Look at me, Larry. I'm dying. I'm out of my element.
Your element?
It isn't air anymore. It's water. I have to go back or die. If only you could come with me. But he'd never let you.
I'd fight him for you.
Oh, I suppose you'd try. You love me that much. Larry.
Yes.
The wine we had at dinner last night.
Yes.
Could you bring a glass and share it with me?
Okay, I'll get it. This is no goodbye toast. I'd never let you go.
I know.
Okay, this is to drink to your staying here till Dr. Prince gets here and has a chance to prescribe for you and make you well. So that you and me can live forever afterwards.
Drink deep, Larry. My love.
To you.
Sleep, my love, till I call for you again. I have to leave you now. The water is green and cool, and it washes the skin like ointment. And the moss dampness makes you whole again. You will be so fair, your skin renewed, your youth returned. So much for so little. What is a soul worth, after all?
Frankly, I think my patient is much more Larry than this mysterious woman.
What's that mean?
Well, from all the evidence, no one, save Larry, has seen her.
You don't mean she don't exist?
Well, physiologically, as a doctor, I don't see how she can. In addition to the impossible figures on her vital signs, I got a report on her blood sample.
And?
I don't know where our veterinarian game warden got it, but that was no human blood.
What kind, then?
Not a biologist or a hemopathologist. Reptile, fish. Not a warm-blooded animal, and certainly not a primate.
You think this is some kind of a hoax?
Well, I think a boy I loved very deeply because of what he once was is obviously broken psychologically. I think we'd better get out to that swamp and see what tatters of him remain that might be pasted together.
If Jess Tomlin's testimony is right, there ain't many tatters remaining.
So this is the end of it. I don't know what Undide put in that wine, but I just woke up and she's gone. I intend to follow her now once I finish this. I don't know what I shall find in the Devil's Cauldron. A fight to the death with a swamp man. Reunion with Udine. Peace at last. Or eternal damnation. I only know that a moment ago I looked in the mirror, and my face is no longer twisted or scarred. The skin is as young and unwrinkled as it was that night so long ago when Barbara Jane and I left a party 2 days before we were to be married. I will step into the sand and wait to sink while death smooths me over.
Maybe there's still time. We better head back for the swamp.
Light higher, Jim.
You ever see anything like that?
The old Devil's Cauldron is boiling like the fires of hell was under it.
Probably all the rain in the high surface table. Trapped swamp gas bubbling to the surface.
Yeah, or Larry and old One-Two locked in combat. Oh, there ought to be some way we could get in there and try to help the boy.
You stay where you are. This swamp has brought enough lives in its time. Come daylight, we'll see.
My God, look.
What's that?
I can't see too good. Hold your lanterns high.
Oh. Well, that's a body surface of
it. It ain't Larry.
How do you know in this half-life?
I ain't got no legs. That's a swamp man.
Or a manatee or some other animal. Too dark to see. By tomorrow, the currents will have sucked it away.
Maybe if it is a swamp man, he's the lucky one. Who's to say the woman ain't the one who sucks them dry and spews them out?
You spend too much time gossiping around the stove, Jim.
It could be. That's what the old uns say. A swamp is a woman that drags men down, often her body, in exchange for their souls.
The way the legend goes. But then, there are so many legends. The classic fabled water sprites called Udine, who could receive human souls by marrying a mortal, La Belle Dame Sans Merci, who stole men's souls in exchange for love. Then numbers must be legion. And for that matter, since no one but Larry ever saw her, perhaps Udine was only a figment of the imagination. I leave you to make your choice. I'll be back shortly.
Buick introduces a new concept for you to consider in light of all the concern about miles per gallon. Range. Range is what you get when you multiply the mileage your car gets per gallon by the number of gallons your car's gas tank holds. Range is one of the things that help make Buick Apollo such a special small car. It comes from coupling the Apollo's economical six-cylinder engine with a standard 21-gallon gas tank. It holds a lot, but it doesn't use a lot. Look into the Apollo. It's the Buick of small cars.
Hi, Ms. Golden.
Goldilocks here. Professionally, taste-testing diet drinks can be very difficult, but I've just had to bear with it. Then I found sugar-free diet 7-Up. It doesn't taste like other diet drinks. It's fresh, light, natural, delicious. Sugar-free diet 7-Up tastes so good that I've taste-tested it hundreds of times, and each time I've given it my seal of approval. Yes, this one's just right.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take sign-off tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sign-off. The sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And sign-off doesn't stop there. Have you tried sign-off sinus spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's sign-off sinus spray. When sinus flares up, use sign-off tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sign-off.
Exactly.
Sign-off. The sinus medicine's in the bright red box.
One footnote before we part. The word of this story having gotten around, the Okefenokee Swamp is avoided by hunters these days like the plague. And as a result, the wildlife, left in peace and quiet, breed happily and prolifically once again. So, like Larry and Udine, let's allow them all to rest in peace. Our cast included Jack Grimes, Joan Loring, Ian Martin, Robert Dryden, and Leon Janney. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by New Sugar-Free Diet 7-Up, Sign-Off, The Sinus Medicines, and Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
CBS News coming up shortly on KIXI. CBS News is next on KIXI AM and FM in Seattle. It's 12 midnight.
CBS News. Thousands of people are still being evacuated from several villages in northeast England as toxic fumes spread following an explosion in a chemical plant. About 40 people may have been killed. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Authorities say about 20,000 people are being evacuated in seven villages to save them from poisonous fumes. The fumes are coming from a chemical plant wrecked in a powerful explosion Saturday in the village of Flixborough, about 180 miles north of London. In nearby Scunthorpe, England, newsman Pat Otter of the Grimsby Evening Telegraph described the explosion.
The explosion had torn much of the plant apart, although some sections, including the very dangerous ammonia storage area, appeared to be still intact. We could also see a whole fleet of fire engines and emergency vehicles parked in the narrow roads leading up to the Flixborough Works. But at the seat of the disaster, all we could make out were two or three jets of water being played onto one of the blazing units. And as for the villages of Flixborough and Burton Stather, Roxby, Wintringham and West Halton and the small town of Winterton, they have just disappeared under the enormous pall of smoke.
At first, police said up to 90 people may have died in the explosion. Now they're saying 40 persons are still missing. Only two bodies have been found so far. More news after this message.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take sign-off tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sign-off. The sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And sign-off doesn't stop there. Have you tried sign-off sinus spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's sign-off sinus spray. When sinus flares up, use sign-off tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sign-off.
Exactly.
Sign-off. The sinus medicine's in the bright red box.
After meeting with President Nixon and Secretary of State Kissinger, U.N. Secretary General Kurt Waldheim is on his way to the Middle East for a fact-finding mission. One thing Waldheim wants to do is look over some observation posts being set up in Syria along the Golan frontier, supposed to be manned by some 1,250 U.N. troops heading there soon. The U.N. force will be multinational and the troops lightly armed. Jed Duvall in Washington has these details.
One of the keys to maintaining the peace in and around the Golan Heights will soon be something called UNDOF, letters that stand for United Nations Disengagement Observer Force. The unit will be made up of some 1,250 men, soldiers from Peru and Austria. Additional groups from Canada and Poland will provide logistics support. The force is to carry meager arms, personal weapons only, and to be used only for self-defense. That means no artillery, tanks, or fighter planes. The size of the group, like the agreement which produced it, is a compromise. The Israelis wanted it larger, the Syrians wanted it smaller. Jed Duvall, CBS News, Washington.
The UN troops may find their work safe if things keep up as they have for the past 2 days. Since the signing of the disengagement agreement Friday morning, the border area between Israel and Syria has been quiet. The Philadelphia Inquirer says that during an April interview, Donald Santarelli, head of the Law Enforcement Assistance Administration, said President Nixon should resign. The Inquirer quotes Santarelli as having remarked, "There is no White House anymore, and Mr. Nixon should step down and let Vice President Ford take over." After learning the comments were published, Santarelli issued a statement saying his remarks had been misinterpreted and taken out of context. Six prisoners overpowered a guard Saturday night and escaped from the Adams County Jail in Quincy, Illinois. Police say four of the prisoners got away in a car. The other two probably fled on foot. Now this.
There's something new for you on the CBS Radio Network beginning Monday, June 3rd. Newsbreak PM with CBS News correspondent Reed Collins as anchorman. In this new series, he'll examine an unusual story in the news or update you on an important, fast-breaking news development. Collins brings to this assignment an extensive news background, including special coverage of space flights and political conventions and elections. Listen for Newsbreak PM every weekday beginning Monday, June 3rd on the CBS Radio Network.
You finally made your gift list. Your neighbor's child is 2, your niece is 6, and nephew is 7. But before you go to the toy store, there's something else you should do. Write TOYS, Washington, D.C., 20207 for a free booklet on toy safety. That's TOYS, Washington, D.C., 20207. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission.
There have been rumors that Premier Zhou Enlai of China is seriously ill, but Edward Heath, former Conservative Prime Minister of England, says he found Zhou to be alert, relaxed, and having a delightful sense of humor. Heath has now ended his trip to China. He was invited there while still Prime Minister of England. He says Zhou indicated he would be taking things easier, but he says that's to be expected, considering the age of the Chinese leader. Zhou Enlai is 76 years old. Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS 4 Seattle, this is KIXI. The weather outlook calls for night and morning cloudiness, chance of showers and partial afternoon clearing today and tomorrow. The highs in the mid-60s, lows near 50. And currently it's 57 degrees in downtown Seattle. The time now, 6 minutes past midnight.